Now, praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adiwumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. I want to bring again the talking about the faith of the men of old, so that we can learn from them how they exercised themselves, so that they were able to get faith, a gift of faith from God. We were going through the book of Daniel. In the book of Daniel, chapter 1 was what we read the last broadcast, and we got to the fact that Daniel sanctified himself before God so that he could get to be used by the Lord. And as we read in Daniel chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible said, as for these four children, that means Daniel, Ananias, Azariah, and Mishael, that were called, that we are given the names by the of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that was the name given to them by the Babylonians. Now, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. And at the end of the day, that the king had said he should bring them in, then the prince of the eunuchs brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah. Therefore stood they before the king. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all his realm. Now what we were saying is, because Daniel and his colleagues, they sanctified themselves before God, purposing themselves to keep themselves pure, God blessed them and gave them wisdom and skill. And the Bible said Daniel had understanding of dreams and visions that gave him reputation. We are going to go into chapter 2 of Daniel right now and see how this gift of God began to operate in Daniel. Now we have to remember that when we say faith, sometimes faith works miracles and wonders, sometimes faith simply is rewarded. But it's still faith as long as you trust in the Lord God, the only creator of the universe. The Lord Jesus Christ is his name. And when you walk with him, he will reward you. The Bible said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And in Hebrews chapter 11, it said in verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what we are saying then is, faith that we are talking about, that we want you to exercise and walk with God, simply means believe that God is, and that Jesus is the Lord, and then trusting in him, he will reward you as you walk with him. And that was what Daniel did. They believe in their God, they can sanctify themselves according to the law of their God, and keep themselves praying and trusting the Lord, and God rewarded them with gifts, with reputation, with recognition by the king that they are serving. Now let's look at an example of how this manifestation started showing up for Daniel especially. Now in chapter 2 of Daniel, we see that the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream which troubled him, and he even forgot the dream. He couldn't remember the dream. You can go to the whole book of Daniel chapter 2 and read the whole story. But I'm going to just jump through and tell you and paraphrase it. When the king had his dream and he couldn't remember, when he woke up in the morning, he called for all the Chaldeans and the astrologers and the soothsayers to come and tell him the dream. Verse 5 said, the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream with the interpretation thereof, ye shall be cut in pieces, and your houses shall be made a dunghill. But if you show the dream and the interpretation thereof, ye shall receive of me gifts and rewards and great honor. Therefore, show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. So that was the terrible thing that the king was asking the astrologers to give him. He wanted them to tell him the dream that he has already forgotten, and to tell him the interpretation. Of course, no one was able to do that. They answered again and said, let the king tell his servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation of it. And the king answered and said, I know of certainty that ye will gain the time, because you see the thing is gone from me. But if ye will not make known unto me the dream, there is but one decree for you, for ye have prepared lying and corrupt words to speak before me, till the time be changed. Therefore, tell me the dream, and I shall know that ye can show me the interpretation thereof. Now, in the days of the monarchs, they do terrible things, whatever they wanted to do, they kill, and nobody could arrest them or accuse them for what they were doing. And the astrologers answered and said, it is a rare thing that the king required, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods, whose dwelling is not with flesh. So for this cause, the king was angry and very furious, and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. So that was the story. The king couldn't remember his dream. He wanted the Babylon, the wise men, and the astrologers to tell him the meaning and the interpretation and the dream itself. And when they couldn't, he ordered all of them to be destroyed. And then Daniel was attributed to be one of the wise men also. And verse 13 said, and the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain, and they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain also. Verse 14, then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said unto Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Verse 16 said, Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, and that he would show the king the interpretation. Now let's stop right there. Remember that the astrologers, the soothsayers, and all the other religionists couldn't do anything with this dream that the king could not remember. But the first thing about faith was confessing your faith. Confessing positive what you believe. And here is what Daniel first did. Daniel went in before the king and desired for time that he would show the king the interpretation. How did he know that God will answer him? How did Daniel know that God will answer him if he asked for this dream? Because he believes, he was a man of faith. So faith, first of all, must believe that God is able to do all things. Number two, believing in his God, he had great confidence in the God that he is believing, that when he asks, he will receive. Confidence in the Lord is served. And then number three, he started confessing that he has already got his answer. Even before he started praying, he said that, give me time and I will get you the interpretation. So he was certain of God. So that is one thing about faith, is confessing what you want to get. And you will see that the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned that when he talks about faith, when he was teaching us about faith, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that thing which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. He said you have to believe that what you say shall come to pass. Even before it showed up, before it comes to pass, believe that what you say shall come to pass, and it shall come to pass. So that is the faith. And Daniel started by demonstrating this to us in this chapter 2 of Daniel, verse 16. He went in to the king and desired time that he would show the king the interpretation. He won't say maybe, he said he will show the king. So that is the first thing you should remember. Confess what you believe. Confess, have confidence in your God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then confess what you believe, what you want to happen. Verse 17, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Now that is the second option. The second thing that Daniel showed in this story is that he called his prayer group together to pray about this thing. So you must be a man of prayer for your faith to be meaningful, for your faith to work. Faith demands prayer, interceding with God, being able to talk to God and get answer back. Daniel was a man of prayer. And you will see that in some other chapters of Daniel. In fact, he said he prayed 3 times a day regularly. Even when there was nothing to specifically request, he would make thanksgiving to God in prayer, facing Jerusalem 3 times a day. Now, this is an example. When this request came for them to get this secret from God, he called his companions, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were called Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah here, that they should desire mercies of God of heaven, so that they will not be destroyed with the rest of the wise men. So you need to be a man of prayer. How often do you pray, my friend? Maybe you pray when you wake up in the morning, or you pray perhaps when you are about to sleep. But you should do much more than that. And when you pray, you must communicate with the Lord. And you can see an example here. Daniel said he prayed 3 times a day in the book of Daniel. I think when he was going to be thrown to the lions, then the Bible said he prayed 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night. And another place, even King David said, 7 times a day do I praise thee. Talking about God. David the king, he praised God 7 times a day. How often do you pray, my friend? How often do you praise the Lord? So that is one of the things that men of old were doing that make them have great reward from God. Praying as often. In fact, in the New Testament, we read in the book of Acts of the Apostles that the apostles, after Christ was resurrected, they went to temples to pray at the hours of prayer. We see samples of that prayer is very important, and praying to get result. Pray right. Pray the right way. In Acts of the Apostles, we saw that Peter and John were going to the temple to pray at the hour of prayer. And what they call hour of prayer was like the 3rd hour or the 6th hour or the 9th hour, and which was like every three hours. Apostle Paul, when his evangelistic team were going from another city to another city, when they were in one of the cities of Asia, they went aside to pray, and the Bible said they went at the hour of prayer. And what they always call the hour of prayer could be the 3rd hour or the 9th hour or the 6th hour. The 3rd hour will be 9 a.m. in the morning, the 6th hour will be 12 noon, and the 9th hour will be 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So the men of old, the apostles also, they prayed at the specific hours, and they also pray regularly, not once in the day, but they pray as often as every hour of prayer, maybe every three hours. And here in Daniel, he was praying 3 times a day. We believers should take this as examples of how often should we pray, and when we pray, intercede, talk to the Lord and communicate with him. Not a few minutes of thank you, bye, and you run off. God will take time to fellowship with the Lord. Now, this is what Daniel did. He called his friends together, and they said they were desiring mercies of the God of heaven. And verse 19 of Daniel chapter 2 said, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. You hear what I said? After they have prayed, the first thing Daniel exercised faith by confessing that he will get the secret from God. He asked for time from the king. Okay? The second thing was he called his prayer group together, and they prayed and desired mercy from God to show them this secret. Why do they call it mercy? Because if they couldn't get it from God, they would be destroyed with the rest of the wise men. So they said, Lord, show us mercy, O God. So they desired mercy from God. And then because of their faith, and because of believing God, and because they prayed, God revealed the secret of Daniel in a night vision. That is another thing about faith. Now we're going to go now to how Daniel thanked God. After you have exercised faith, you also have to know how to voice and vocalize your praise and thanksgiving to God. The Bible said Daniel blessed the God of heaven in verse 20. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and set up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might, and has made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Now, what are we saying about faith? Faith must first express itself even before you receive what you are trying to get. Daniel showed us that in verse 16. Then faith must believe, pray. That is, your activating of your faith perhaps have to do with prayer, talking to God what you want done, believing that you are going to get it also. And then when you get it, faith must thank God for what you get. Very important, because you are preparing room for the next time you're going to come to ask something again. Now Daniel went before the king and declared the interpretation. But let's now see also one of the attributes of Daniel that we need to emulate. In Daniel chapter 2 here, we see how Daniel came before the king, verse 27. He went to the captain of the army and said, "Bring me before the king, I have the interpretation." And they brought him before the king in haste and said, "We have found somebody who is going to give you the interpretation." Okay. And Daniel answered, and the king said to Daniel, "Are you able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof?" And verse 27, Daniel answered in the presence of the king. Now, I want you to listen closely to how Daniel humbled himself here. Because when we talk about faith, these are all the attributes that God also wants you to have. For him to be happy with you and for God to be ready to give you what you want, you must have all these attributes of humility before God, praising God for what you get, and coming humbly before God to desire what you desire, and confessing what you believe in your confidence in God, that God loves you and God will give you when you ask. That is the confidence of confessing what you believe, even before you get it. Like Christ said, believing that you receive them, you shall have them. Now here is Daniel now going to talk before the king, and he was humbling himself to make the king and all the people know that he was not a somebody special. It was just God that is to be praised in this story here. It was the God of heaven that needs to be praised in this story here. Let's read it how Daniel expressed this. Verse 27 says, Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers show unto the king." He said, but there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Now you see what I mean? Daniel said, there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. This is the God that needs to be praised. "And he make known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. And thy dream and visions of thy head upon thy bed are these." Now Daniel was going to take himself out of the equation right now. In verse 29, say, "As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed, what shall come to pass hereafter, and he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass." That is, what caused this dream to come to you, O king, is this: because you were thinking about what is coming in the future, what is to come in the future, and God of heaven revealed to you what is to come in the future. And now in verse 30, Daniel wanted to take himself out of the loop. He said, "As for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for there are six that shall make known the interpretation to the king, and that thou mayest know the thoughts of thy heart." So that is one thing that Daniel expressed here. He said, it's not that I'm special, not that I have a special supernatural wisdom that make me know this thing. It's because God does not want this man to be destroyed. All these wise men that the king has asked them to be destroyed, God did not want them to be destroyed. That is why God is revealing this thing. Number one, that is for their sakes. God is revealing it. Number two, God also wants you to know the thoughts of your heart. And God is revealing this secret so that you may know the thoughts of your heart, and that God looks at the thoughts of men. And that's why God is revealing this secret. So it's not because of Daniel, but because of the king, and also because of the people that were to be destroyed. That was why God would reveal this secret to Daniel. So you can see the humility that Daniel brought forth, and also the confession of the goodness of God that Daniel brought forth. So when we have faith, our faith is to glorify God. Just like Daniel glorified God in his in the way he expressed it, he said, "God is the one that is to be praised in this, not me. God is the one that reveals secrets. There's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. There's a God in heaven that searches the hearts of men, and the thoughts and the intents of the heart, God searches it. Even upon your bed, God searches your heart and searches whatever you are thinking about. And God can reveal what you are searching to you, and can reveal more than that to you." And that was what he did to Nebuchadnezzar. And Daniel was able to get this wisdom because he feared God and he honored God, and also he has walked with God as a man of God, sanctifying himself for God. So that, like we said in the first chapter, we've got to sanctify ourselves so that God can be well pleased with us, and then God can use us. When we sanctify ourselves, it's because we want God to use us. Secondly, when we have faith to, when we want to get something from God, we must confess what we want to get, believing that we will receive it. He said, believe that you already have it and you will have it. You see that in the example of Daniel. He confessed that, give me some time and I will get this secret for you. He had confidence in his God. So we must have confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ, because he said, believe, ye believe in God, believe also in me. That was what the Lord Jesus Christ told the apostles. So that, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. He said, yeah, I know you believe in God, but believe also in me. That is, believe that he is God manifested in the flesh. Now have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he loves you so much and he will give you what you desire as you have been walking with him. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. But have confidence in that word of Jesus, that it will be done unto you. And when he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whatever is the mountain that is troubling you, could it be your disease, your sickness, say unto that sickness that be gone from me in the name of Jesus Christ, and it shall be so. He said, but believing that you receive what you say, he said, you shall have whatsoever you say. So that is part of the faith, is to confess what you want, believing that you have received it, confess it and declare it to be so, and it shall be so for you, not doubting. So, and then give praise to God after you have confessed it. Give the glory to God. Let the people know that it is God that is doing this thing, and not your special holiness, not because you are a special person, but because God is good. And if God is good to you, he can be good to those people also that you are telling. That's all he wants you to tell other people about him. Because as he is good to you, he wants to be good to them. And he's good to all men. The Bible says God is good to all. And his tender mercies are over all his work. So if you believe that, then when you are confessing God, take yourself out of the loop and just tell the people that God is good. And just as he has done to you, he wants to do to them. Show his good. He wanted to show his goodness to them also. Jesus loves you, and the Bible said, for God so loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means everybody, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall have everlasting life. God is good. So when we confess, when we give testimony, we have to remember that testify that God is good, and the goodness he has done to us, he wants to do to all. And that's why we are showing it to all. And that was what Daniel showed to us in this example: confessing God, then thanking God for giving him the secret. And then when he is declaring the secret, he brought God before the view of Nebuchadnezzar, so that Nebuchadnezzar can know that it is not Daniel but God that did this thing. And let's see how Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged what Daniel said. Verse 47 of Daniel chapter 2. This is what the king now said after Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and he was worshipping Daniel and commanding that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. Then the king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods. Now you see what I mean? Even though he was first falling down before Daniel and telling them to offer oblation to Daniel, but the words that Daniel said made impact upon Nebuchadnezzar. Not just because Daniel showed the dream, but Daniel already took himself out of the loop. That is why we said, give glory to God after you have received your reward. Even when you are praising, when you are confessing your reward, when you are confessing what you want to get by faith, make it known that it is God that is going to give it to you also. And here is what Nebuchadnezzar went further and said. He said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou can reveal this secret. So what have we said? Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged what Daniel said, that God is a God of gods, a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets. And that is the God we are showing to you. And if you that is listening to me, you are not even a Christian. You don't even believe in all of these things. Maybe perhaps the story I was telling you just caught your attention. It made you want to keep listening because it looked like it's a beautiful fairy tale like to you. It's not a fairy tale. This was history that was reported and recorded in history, that it happened. Daniel the king, I've not told you the dream, because that is not the message of this hour. The dream, you can go ahead and read it in the book of Daniel yourself, how the king saw this image and Daniel interpreted the image and told him the dream also, And that was actually telling of what is going to happen from the time of that king Nebuchadnezzar till the end of the world. But now I say, if you are not a Christian, won't you accept Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as your Lord and Savior today? Because he revealed secrets, and he wants you to begin to believe in him. Have faith in God. Like the Bible said, without faith it is impossible to please the Lord. For those that believe, those that come to God must believe that he is, that he exists. God exists, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And he will reward you as you seek him, as you believe in him. But for you to begin to follow him, you must first accept him as your Lord and Savior. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because Jesus is this God of Daniel who manifested in the flesh and laid down his life for you and died on the cross and rose up by himself from the grave. And he said he's alive forevermore. And he went back to heaven by himself, and he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So he's everywhere right now. The Lord Jesus Christ is omnipresent. He is the God in the spirit that manifested to mankind in the flesh. And he's back into the spirit, wanting you to come to him and be saved. And if you believe that he died for you on the cross and you confess him as your Lord, you shall be saved from sin. That is, all the sinful nature shall be removed from you, and you shall live a righteous life from now on. But you must believe, and then invite Jesus to come into your heart and to live inside you. Would you like to do that today? Bow your head and say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I believe you died for me on the cross. I claim your blood right now to wash my sins away. Come into my heart, Jesus, and set me free from sin. Let me sin no more. I confess you as my Lord and Savior, and I accept you as the God of heaven and earth. Let me live a holy life from today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening right now, and I pray that you will touch them, and by your blood let them be cleansed, that they sin no more, and let them have the salvation, the new life, let it come into their heart by the Holy Ghost now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is it, friend. Just as simple as that. Take your time to get a Bible and begin to read the Bible every day. Read the New Testament and read a chapter, at least one chapter a day, and just study. And you will begin to see, discover some new things in the Bible that God will begin to open your eyes to, that will make you to move closer and closer, that will make you to walk better and better with the Lord. And then write to us so that we can send you some more literature that can be edifying to you. Write to Evangelist Julius Adewumi,
Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050.
God bless you. And on the internet, you can get all our literature freely and read them freely on the internet at www.gospeldistribution.org. www.gospeldistribution.org. You can send us email at webmaster. Send the email to webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. webmaster@gospeldistribution.org. And we shall send you some literature that shall be edifying to you. Jesus is coming soon, and it is time for us to begin to exercise our faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This that we are exhorting you is for you to begin to exercise, begin to practice it, begin to believe for the impossible. And when you believe, confess what you want to believe, what you want to get from God. As you confess it, believe that you receive it and you shall have it. That's what the Bible said. And also walk with the Lord, because he said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you shall ask what you will and shall be done unto you. This is Gospel Distribution Ministry, Evangelist Julius Adewumi, signing off right now. God bless you. Tune us again next time, and God bless you. Amen.